This is a Collider.com audio interview.
Right now, it feels like you're the psychiatrist.
I only have 10 minutes and I have, like, seriously, like, about 50 questions, so I'm just going to fucking jump in.
Right? Yeah.
When did you first realize, again, I've said to you many times, I'm a huge fan of your work.
That's really nice of you, thank you.
When did you first realize you won, like, the actor's lottery ticket in terms of getting, like, good, juicy roles and, you know what I mean, being able to be an actor in Hollywood, if you will?
Well, I don't know that I always feel like that. You know, there are always seasons to a career, and perhaps always the grass is often greener. You know, they're often looking at other people's careers, going, "Damn, they get all the good roles. Why didn't I read that? Or why didn't they ask me to do that?" Having said that, I feel very fortunate in this particular case that, you know, I had obviously established a relationship of sorts with Stephen and Scott, and these kind of films aren't made that often. But I suppose, you know, a big turning point. I don't know, it's always a little bit of a slog fighting to get the ones that really matter and that you have got a good substantial kind of meat to them. And to me, it's also just about refreshing and reminding people that you can do other stuff, because otherwise you sort of do kind of tend to slot into a groove and become typecast.
I'm going to bring up three films for you, and I want, if you don't mind, one sentence of what you remember, because I don't want to spend, because believe me, I could spend all fucking day talking about some of these, but one sentence of what you remember on Gattaca. If you don't mind.
No, not at all. Well, it was my first time working out in Hollywood, and I made a great friend in Ethan Hawke.
Okay. Existence, which I dig that movie.
Existence, yeah. It was like being on a science trip, you know. It was like being on a kind of we were in these in bizarre locations with these you know, in living in Cronenberg's head.
Okay. And AI.
My daughter was born, and I remember the I was very excited by the sets on that. I'd never worked on such enormous sets before.
Thank you for indulging me. I could go through the whole, believe me, I could go through a lot more, but I'm going to stop right there.
Okay.
With Side Effects, jumping into why I'm getting to talk to you today. Was it the script that got you, or was it the fact that it was Soderbergh, or both?
It was both. I would, you know, when someone like Steven Soderbergh asks you to do a film, you know you're in good hands. You know it's going to be slick, and it's going to be intelligent, and it's going to have a kind of style to it. And I would probably have done anything, to be really honest. I was excited to work with him again. I'd really enjoyed working with him before, and I was keen to do something a bit bigger, a bit more substantial. Well, that was a great character in Contagion. And it just so happened that this script was, you know, it was incredibly entertaining. And also it was on a subject that was, you know, interesting and intelligent and thought-provoking.
What I found, I didn't watch any trailers walking in, so I went in as blind as I could because it's Soderbergh and I just want to see it. I was surprised at how much of a Hitchcockian thriller it was. How much when you're reading scripts, do you try to go in like free and clear without knowing what it's about, or do you people give you like a synopsis and you say, okay, let me read it?
No, I don't tend to get a synopsis, but you do, but just because of the nature of things, you do tend to have a kind of a pitch is often given to you before it gets to you, whether it's a kind of rough description by an agent or or you've had a conversation with a director. I mean, I'm quite keen to know who's directing first, and you know what I mean, because it has a big influence.
I'm curious about your process for preparing for roles. Typically, I've spoken to a lot of actors that will do as much research as they can, and then they try to forget it all before they walk on set. And other like people will prepare like a week before. It's very I find it very fascinating the way people prepare. But what is your typical method for getting ready for a role, and what is the most you've ever done for a role?
It kind of changes, and it's become more and more. It's gotten more complex, actually. I try now to do a process with a woman I work with in London, who I met when I was doing Hamlet. As you know, I didn't know. I met when I did Sleuth. But we do a lot of work on voice, and we do a lot of work on backstory, and I just find it healthier and easier to kind of understand someone if I know what their life was like and kind of map it all out up to the point the film starts. And to me, it helps give a greater sense of like wholeness to the person. And I'm keen to do as little or as much reading and watching as the director may advise, and often off that you kind of stem into, you know, other things that you feel have influenced perhaps the things that you're watching. It's a good excuse to get to know, you know, a new profession or a new approach or a new era. And it's about authenticity. It's about having the confidence to really feel that you're saturated and know the world you're about to step into. And understand the person you're about to be.
And what's the most research you've ever done for a role? Or preparation?
It's not always so much. I mean, I don't know if there's a single one that I could go, oh, that was the most.
I've stumped you.
Yeah, you have. I mean, it often tends to be about the same amount. It depends. You know, sometimes physically, you know, changing yourself physically is quite hard work.
I'm going to jump because I only have so much time with
sure,
you.
Sure.
When I spoke to you in Toronto, I asked you the status of Sherlock Holmes 3. You graciously replied with, they're writing a script, you're not really sure, blah, you know, but they were working on a script.
Yeah.
Have you heard any sort of updates?
I haven't, sadly.
That is actually sad news. I'm a huge fan of you two together.
Oh, well, I am. And I'm pretty certain that if there is a will, there is a way. And we were really thrilled that they were successful and people liked them as much as we did. And because of that, I think we're bound to do it again. But, you know, it's what it's like. It's going to be about scheduling. It's going to be about the right time for the studio. And it is about keeping the bar raised, you know, coming up with something that's really smart and making sure it keeps getting better.
I'm incredibly excited that you're going to be in the new Wes Anderson movie.
Yes.
I am a huge Wes Anderson
fan. Me too.
And the cast is ridiculous. Talk a little bit about how you got involved in that one, and I don't want you to ruin anything about the movie, but can you reveal who you play or anything?
Yeah, certainly. I mean, I'm a tiny part. but I was a huge fan of his, and I've admired his films and wrote to him several times. And
now, is it writing letters or emails?
Letters initially.
Ooh.
Which is very in his genre, isn't it?
It is.
Dear Wes. You know, yeah. And now emails. And it wasn't a case of like begging. It was just really was just saying I love what you do. I think, and I want to live in I want to live in that world. And he was very sweet to ask me to be a part of this one. I play an author in this, and there are sort of several sections of it's about storytelling, and there's someone plays me older, and then they're recounting how they were told of a certain story, and then you cut to me being told that story, and then you cut to the story, and so sort of layers of storytelling.
What was your reaction reading the script for the first time?
His?
Yeah.
Well, it was as joyous as sitting down and watching one of his movies, you know.
I'm obviously like he's one of the he's like Soderbergh in the terms of he's a director who just has a unique take on life. In fact, his work is just on another level in terms of there's no other filmmaker like him.
He's kind of auteuristic in that way. Yeah. You know, he's created a genre. You know, it's a Wes Anderson genre.
really is. I also noticed on the always accurate IMDb, you are doing Don Hemingway, Queen of the Desert.
No, Queen of the Desert, I don't think it's going to happen now, or I don't think I can be involved in it anymore. I'm not sure what happened there, or whether they could get it together, I don't know. Don Hemingway I've completed, and I filmed that late last year in and around London and in the south of France, and that will come out this year.
Well, for the people that don't know, who do you play? What's it about?
It's a film written and directed by Richard Shepard, who has been directing Girls recently, and wrote and directed a great film called The Matador. It's about a guy called Dom, who is a kind of petty criminal. He's just got out of prison. He's a kind of bit of a waster. He's a drunk. He's a loudmouth. He's a liar. And it's about him trying to put his life back together. And he gets into terrible scrapes with his friend Dickie. And it's also really about him ultimately realizing that he has to make it up with his daughter.
What in the last... I'm going to switch gears completely. The last few... What are the last few films that you've seen that you've really impressed you? In terms of either direction, acting, or
The
just...
Master really impressed me. I thought the performances in it were astonishing, and I'm a big fan of his work in particular, and I found it an intriguing piece of cinema that I couldn't quite... I still can't quite get my head around it. It was wide open and suggestful and moving, very emotional and disturbing. I think almost anything by Michael Haneke at the moment, for the last 5-6, have just been brilliant. I just discovered a director from the past called Ozu, this Japanese director, who I've now, I'm whizzing through his box sets because I'd never really heard of him before, and I love his work.
Are you a fan of the Criterion Collection?
Yes.
I was going to say, I'm like, get ready.
Yeah.
You know,
give me them all.
Right, exactly. Talk a little bit about what you're thinking about in terms of the future for this year and beyond. Is there I know you probably get asked this all the time, is there a genre you're interested in? But it seems to me, I'm fucking going on the left field here, but the comic book genre has become incredibly popular.
Yeah.
And it seems that the movies are getting more popular than ever.
Yeah.
Are you a comic book guy? Are you, or any graphic novels you've read? That you're like,
I'm a massive comic book fan. I was like reading, I was buying weekly installments of The Watchmen. I was like, and From Hell, and Parallax, and Johnny Nemo, and I mean, I was a huge comic book fan as a kid, and I still am to a degree. Me and my youngest son are both comic book nerds together, and collect models and stuff. My oldest son thinks I'm a total geek. I don't care. My youngest son gets me. He really does. Yeah, it's definitely something I would like to get involved in. If the director was right and the piece was right and the part was right, and I was sad not to be a part of Watchmen when they made the movie, but I was busy doing something else.
I was going to say Warner Brothers is gearing up for Justice League in 2015, which is going to be it's going to be their big summer.
Ooh.
Yeah, exactly. I'm sort of in case you didn't know.
Thank you.
Right, exactly. Justice League. 2015. But also Marvel is entering their phase two, and they're doing, you know, have you actually asked the agent to say, hey, let's have a meeting with DC or Marvel?
No, it's a good idea. I mean, I'm quite interested at the moment, and nothing's lined up, but I'm quite interested in the moment to do something, you know, a little more action-y, a little more. I've done quite a few sort of quite cerebral period movies, and got a lot to do it, something a bit like that.
Well, for you as an actor, is it because the summer blockbuster, if you will, is like sometimes a 6-month shoot, and it's, you know, it's very intensive to do these action set pieces. Is it sort of like I can, you know, is that? I guess what I'm saying is, as an actor, do you want to sort of jump back and forth between the heady, dramatic, and the actiony? Or?
Definitely, I'm intrigued in all of them, and as long as I keep people guessing, I think I'm happy.
What is, if when you're looking back, or when someone asks you about, you're standing in line at Starbucks and people want to talk to you, what's like the film or two films that people always want to talk to you about? Or is it the most recent, like Sherlock?
Do you know, genuinely, it really, really is varied. I mean, genuinely, it can be, people go back to Gattaca because, you know, that was but they talk about The Holiday, they talk about Holmes. They talk about Ripley. I mean, it's been, you know, it's interesting. It's been very, very varied.
I have to wrap with you, or I'm going to get the hook in my shoulder. I'm going to say thank you so much for indulging me with my wide variety of questions.
My pleasure.